This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Worldwide Friday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. And normally this would be the last day of February, but we are in leap year. Everything is very, very different, strange about year 2020. We have a lot of whistleblowers from the federal and state level governments coming out saying that the deadliness and the spread of the coronavirus has been covered up. That's man-made. Of course, you heard all of that here on this broadcast first, that we were actually looking at the evidence and the facts. Mainstream media has known all this as well. Their job is to lie to you, cover it up. Pat Buchanan has come out in a very important article that's posted at InfoWars.com that says that President Trump must lead on this coronavirus and get out ahead of it, and that it could be very strong for the country, and his administration did that. If he falters or wavers, as Mike Adams has been warning, it could really, really hurt nationalism, his presidency in America, and world recovery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down a lot of 400-plus points today, 14% since this coronavirus situation kicked off. Mike Adams is going to be broadcasting, doing the whole show today. I'll be here with him in the first hour. He has several special guests, but clearly, now we see this is a man-made weapon, and it is targeting economies and targeting the Trump administration. That's why we've seen all the communist countries say it's super deadly and make all these announcements that made Trump balk at it so that they can say that Trump didn't respond properly. That's what you've been predicting for about 3 weeks, Mike. Looks like that's where we're going.
In fact, Alex, I would say InfoWars has been the most accurate media source in the world on this. There's no question about it. Everything that we warned about 2 or 3 weeks ago is now being confirmed by the mainstream media. And based on some new information I'm going to reveal here today about lab testing now being approved to begin in California and around the country next week, we're going to start seeing huge increases in confirmed cases in America beginning next week. So I'll have those bullet points and a lot more breaking news today, Alex.
Amazing. Now, there's a lot of negative things happening. There's also a lot of positive things happening. The deep state trying to use the judiciary to persecute their political enemies. That's blowing up in their face. Other globalist operations are in big trouble. And I ran into Eduardo Bolsonaro, the Don Jr. of Brazil. Brazil's a very wealthy, powerful country, most powerful in South America. And his father is, of course, this big Trump-style maverick, God, family, country. And he's like, Alex Jones. He's got a bunch of cameras around him. But they brought me over and said, did you know that my father, myself, tried to get in touch with you 2 years before he ran, and we're inspired by you? And I said, well, I'm small operation. He goes, no, you're not small. But I meant, no, we were sorry we missed your emails. But I actually remember my producer, who speaks Spanish. At the time, he had to go end up taking care of his dad, so he had to leave us. But Nico, I remember him saying, hey, there's a political group. They're nationalists. They really like you. They want you to come speak in Brazil. And I remember saying, yeah, maybe let's get him on. But I never did it. Boy, I wish I'd have gotten Bolsonaro on before. Maybe they would have used that against him. But the face-to-face, be there. And Bolsonaro's famous son, the Don Jr. Of South America, is sitting there telling me, you inspired us, you helped us do this, you helped us understand the whole paradigm. That's the same thing Nigel Farage said on my show many times, is that UKIP was going nowhere, but InfoWars had such a big audience that suddenly they would knock on doors and people knew him from my show. He used to come on like every month. But listen, I get it. He gets attacked now for coming on, so Raj doesn't really come on. I mean, I could probably get into him if I wanted to. But the point is that InfoWars and this audience funded this operation and supported it to not just relaunch America, but 1776 worldwide. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, Mike Adams, right here. I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the lovers. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are live on this Friday global transmission. I come to you from Washington, D.C., a few miles away from National Harbor, where they are having the CPAC event. President Trump will be speaking at tomorrow. We're going to have our reporters, Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, Harrison Smith, and others here kicking ass tomorrow with live feeds throughout the day. I want to just add that our skeleton crew, we're trying to hire more people, trying to expand producers, board op, camera operators, has been working 17, 18 hours a day, bringing you live coverage at night of the different events we've been putting on. So I'm not just very thankful to the crew here in D.C. and Maryland, but the crew back at home, they really don't get the recognition that they deserve. This is all fog of war stuff, so it's very, very stressful. But I salute the crew in Austin and the crew here for just doing a kick-ass job and really being amazing people that I'm humbled and honored to know. And then I'm even guilty because that I'm quite a bit of a jerk behind the scenes. A lot of fake news out there about me. I don't wear swastika shoes, and I don't hit on male employees. But I do scream at people sometimes for basically no reason because I'm stressed out. And I'm not complaining. I'm not a victim. And people understand that I'm pushing with everything I got, and I have plenty of energy. I feel great. The problem is that I need a vacation because we all need a vacation, though. The stress level on this planet is completely out of control because we're at a crossroads about the future of humanity, where we're going to go. So let me tell you what's coming up today. Mike Adams, who has been just absolutely at the very tip of the spear, accurately, conscientiously, as an engineer, a scientist, and a major lab owner, with all of his sources in China. His wife's an American, but she's from Taiwan. She has businesses in Hong Kong and Taiwan. Giving you what's in the Chinese and Hong Kong and Taiwanese news weeks before it's here. And that's what's frustrating is it's right there that major universities in Hong Kong and Taiwan 3 weeks ago said it's man-made and killing high numbers of people. And you just never saw it here. Or an Indian university came out and said that 4 weeks ago and they got threatened. And so they just said, well, we're withdrawing the paper. We're not saying it's wrong. The virus is completely engineered. Then we learned from Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and Global Treaty, top expert in law and in the science, saying they know it's man-made. And he even found the articles in 2015 in Science Journal saying, do not sell this weird chimera made out of bats and other creatures, pneumonia, with HIV. So this is ridiculous smoking gun. So why did Obama sell to the Chi-Cops? So that when it got released, maybe by a third party, maybe by the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, like Spectre or the Globalist, I mean, or the Chi-Cops, I don't think we know who released it. We posited that, well, probably their bad, you know, practices, their level four facility, scavengers getting the rubber gloves. Maybe that's how it happened. It is right down the street from this fish market that has all these other weird animals in it. But Mike Adams has got huge breaking news on multiple fronts. Pat Buchanan has come out, big article on Infowars.com, and he said, President Trump must lead on this. It's his job. And if he gets out ahead of it, which he still has time to do, he will not be damaged, and the American recovery may not be damaged by this. But if he doesn't lead on this and give direction, because there is a lot of concern, people gut level know something's going on here, because of the uncertainty, it's going to tank the stock market. See, Trump thinks ignoring this is going to just have it blow over or have people, you know, stay in the stock market. We have a 14, almost 15% drop in the stock market in the last couple of weeks. 400 points down today, last time I checked. Mike Adams, there's a lot happening here. What do you think is the number one issue or new development? Because there's so many.
Well, this show is going to be packed. So first of all, yesterday we had confirmed in California a woman now critically ill in Solano County who had gone through two hospitals and potentially exposed dozens of hospital staffers to this virus. She's now confirmed infected. And it turns out that I don't even think they have adequate quarantine of the hospital staff now. The officials, I mean, we've got a press release here from UC Davis Health, and they say the CDC prohibited us essentially from testing this woman for 11 days. So the CDC, this is actually, Alex, this is the bombshell news. The CDC set a trap for President Trump by prohibiting testing nationwide for the last 3 to 4 weeks while this thing spread, while this woman, just one we know of in California, and by the way, Solano County is where Travis Air Force Base is located. And that's,
let's just stop right there. We need to put that live headline out for the show right now. Needs to be confirmed. CDC set trap with coronavirus, allowing a month of incubation.
That's right.
And notice the Chi-Com's locked down, Italy locked down, South Korea locked down, Japan locked down weeks ago. But we were told by the UN and the left, keep your borders open. Bring people in. How dare you be racist? Oh, no. Put infected people on airplanes with other U.S. citizens that aren't infected. Something out of 12 monkeys. Textbook how you would spread this. And then now they're starting to blame Trump, saying it looks like it's bad. Why didn't you act early enough when exactly the deep state advised him? He would never think that scientists would be part of that when they, of course, we know are the deepest of the deep state.
It's insane, Alex, that America, we're supposed to be technologically advanced in the realm of medicine, and yet somehow every other country in the world can test for this, but not America. And I've been saying here on your show for weeks that there's basically zero testing happening in America or near zero. The CDC
and that's
says,
now been confirmed. I mean, I was going to say that a month ago.
Yesterday, Governor Newsom from California said we only have a few hundred test kits for the entire state of California. The CDC has been publishing the number every day, and I checked this morning, it's only 445 people have been tested nationwide from day one. And Alex, there's something people's brains can't grasp this. When I tell them the CDC says 445 people tested, period, you know the answer I get is, why are you spreading fear? You know, it's like, no, I'm citing the CDC. What are you talking about? Don't you get it? There's no testing in America, so how can we detect an outbreak if there's no testing for the virus? Well, Alex, that testing begins now on Monday. The CDC has
reversed
course.
I saw that in the news yesterday that they're now going, oh, now we're going to begin testing. Remember a month ago it was being reported that the code of the virus wasn't being sent out to these labs that could already do the testing, and they didn't know why the code wasn't being sent to them. So clearly they wanted America to be caught flat-footed here, Mike. Why do you think that is?
Well, I believe the CDC has, again, set up Trump for this. They're going to blame Trump. You already see the narrative happening. And sadly, so far, I've been a little bit critical of the president in his handling of this just because he needs to get out in front of it. And this is, as Pat Buchanan argued, this is a time for Trump to show real leadership and also to argue about the dangers of globalism and why we need to protect America's industries. We need a supply chain here in America. Protectionism would save us now. It would save our stock market now if we had real protectionism and actual domestic
globalism. Globalism allowed this to happen. America is selling this. China being open to us, being able to flood us from all this. This is the definition of globalism. But instead, the globalists are saying they're going to use the global crisis to crush nationalists and say that, oh, the globe came together to stop it. But the nationalist Trump wasn't part of that. So he allowed it to get really bad.
No, the global supply lines, single source supply chains from China, this is what is going to cause a wave of bankruptcies across America. And you and I are already seeing it in the supply chains. The supply lines are cratering. We are seeing a supply chain Armageddon unfolding right now. And I got to say, Alex, it doesn't matter how much money the Federal Reserve prints. You cannot create liquidity to rebuild a supply chain that's cratering. It does not work. The supply chain
and by the way,
is gone.
Mike, for those that don't know, let's do the next segment on supply chains because you're an engineer and you've got a big company and you've got a lot of products. So do I. People don't understand who aren't in that it takes years to build up a supply chain, vendors. It takes years to have credit. And then once those things are broken down, and most people are dependent on China, you and I are not, then that will destroy all these companies and connections and supply chains, leaving us completely dependent. We always said, why are we so dependent on China? China is a ghost town most places. Their economy is totally in free fall. How is that going to affect those of us around the world who aren't invested in China, but still everybody else around us is? It is a giant chain reaction, and that's why the stock market is down 14, almost 15%, 400 points today. Trump thought by not talking about this, he would create confidence. It did the opposite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And Mike Adams, doing a great job there in the ATX. I am Alex Jones here in D.C. I'm coming back tonight. The crew is doing a fabulous job. They're going to stay here for President Trump's statements tomorrow. So look for all those live feeds at newswars.com and band.video. And please never forget, sharing those links is a revolutionary act. That's why 5 weeks ago, before the coronavirus even got hyped up, we were hit with daily denial of service attacks and other sophisticated attacks trying to break into everything. And Mike Adams was calling me up saying, we're under unprecedented attack. He had bizarre fake bankruptcy filings on lawsuits he's not even named in weird Obama circuit courts, Ninth Circuit in San Francisco. And his own law firms are like, we've never seen this. This is insane. And it turned out it was happening to thousands of other alternative news sites ahead of whatever was about to happen. So that made us kind of go, ooh, coronavirus is probably really important because they're not just hammering InfoWars. It's all Mercola and other respected folks that'll actually do an analysis and tell you what's going on. And then it just got crazier. And then 4 weeks ago, the Indian top university scans and goes, it's closed case, open and shut, man-made. And then now we're watching Buchanan say, listen, you're missing an opportunity, Trump. This exposes open borders. It exposes being reliant on communist China and these long supply chains just on time delivery. And it shows how open borders are bad. But you've got to get the bulls by the horn, do the right thing, and not let a terrible crisis go to waste to make things better out of the crisis. Not a Rahm Emanuel. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. Don't let terrible tragedies just break our backs, make us stronger. That is my philosophy. So, Mike, let's next segment get in. You take your time. I'll try to not talk as much. Lay out how this is a weapon against the nation state. And the globalists are even on MSNBC and CNN saying they hope the economy going down hurts Trump. Hopes Bolsonaro and, hurts other people. But let's briefly talk about supply chain. I'm going to make an announcement here that's very important. When I get back to town tonight, I'm going to go into work tomorrow for most of the day, and I'm going to research the information we already have, but I'm going to double check it all. But obviously, I told my Patriot Supply, the biggest food supplier in the country, 4 weeks ago when this got big, I said, you need to keep buying, spend all the money coming in, going out. I believe this is huge. They said, no, we agree. But I also said, I'm going to be honest, I've had a lot of bad experience with other food companies other than you as sponsors and in person, but I am going to reach out because I got a feeling it's going to be huge. I'm going to reach out to other ones in case you can. They said, fine, we totally get it. We ordered food from multiple big names. Never came. They told us 7 days. One place told us 7 days. Never. 4 weeks later. I talked to Matt Redhawk, the folks at My Patriot. They did the same thing. At the big top names the other big talk show hosts have on. And I'm not here attacking the competition. This is true. Scout's honor. This is happening. And it bums me out that there are groups out there that go, well, if we tell you 7 to 10 days and Jones tells you 6 weeks now, you'll come to us. But with us, it's really 6 weeks. With them, who the hell knows what's even going on? This is quality, high quality food at a very reasonable price. I do a nexus point. Who delivers, who's high quality, and who is very inexpensive? You can pay 4 or 5 times more and get something that's even better. There's gourmet stuff out there. But to the point of super high quality with a good price, it's right, X marks the spot.
where those two graphs come together. So I told you yesterday, it's 5 weeks during the show. They're telling me in the next few days it could go 6 to 8 weeks. I got a call last night. They said, you got to change the terms of service. 6 to 8 weeks. And I talked for hours last night, hours this morning. And they said, look, most stuff, it's still 4 to 5 weeks. But we're gonna under-promise, over-deliver, because we don't make people angry. And they said, it's depending on what they order, some things are 6 to 8 weeks. And it's too complex to list what those are. So we're now saying 6 to 8 weeks. As of this morning, it's really 5 weeks. But you have to understand, they've already had to emergency put everything they've got and even leverage more into opening and firing up with already big operating FDA-approved systems where they have you inspectors in the plants. Three. It was an extra one last week. Now they're firing up three more, and they said, unless it's, you know, 10 times this or something, they are not going to have to go past 6 to 8 weeks. Now, but that's real world. That's real supply chain. When you're getting 100, 200 times record orders, and you're already positioned for that, and then it overpowers you, and you know people are out there lying everywhere, just saying, oh, yeah, they don't even have food. They're just taking your money. And I'm going to expose these groups. I want them to know, because people need storable food. This type of activity is disgusting. So I want those groups to know at the end of this, and like Buchanan says, this may last a month, 6 months. As a public service, we're going to expose what the other groups have done because it's wrong, and we're not going to let them give legitimate companies a bad name. But if you want to get your orders in, I would tell you that right now it's 5-6 weeks. You say 6 to 8 just to be safe. You'll never really go past 8 unless Armageddon, but that's what's happened, and that's what supply chains are like. That's what the real world is like. Mike Adams?
Well, we have breaking news from the Wall Street Journal today that's relevant to all of this. According to the WSJ, there's a whistleblower, so-called, I hate it that the fact they're using that term because now it makes it political, says that federal employees who monitored the Travis Air Force Base quarantine center did not use personal protective equipment appropriately, and then afterwards, they were not tested for the virus, these employees, and then they left California quarantine sites on commercial air flights all across America. So this case that we have in Solano County, this woman who's critically ill, who exposed potentially dozens of hospital frontline workers, I bet you that she's somehow connected to Travis Air Force Base. I think the Travis Air Force Base is leaking the virus. In fact, that's what this whistleblower is all about here, going to the WSJ. Now, some people say this is just an effort to try to hurt Trump. We have to always consider that possibility. Maybe it is. But the virus doesn't play politics. You better be right about this. I mean, the virus doesn't care who's in the White House. The virus just keeps replicating. And if you don't have protective equipment and you're letting these people fly all over the country, probably right now, Alex, by my estimation, I can't prove it, I think there are over 4,000 infections in America right now, and next week we will begin to see labs confirming some of these infections. I expect to see tens and dozens of confirmations next week, followed by hundreds in the weeks following.
And by the way, Mike, you've been dead on before with the modeling. How were you able to model what was happening in China, South Korea, Japan? Because that's turned out to be accurate.
Well, Alex, because I can do math, basically, you know, I understand exponential growth. And so the average person today, they say, well, this is no big deal because they're looking at a point on a chart. They're saying, oh, it's only 15 infections. I see the point and I see the projection based on the R-naught value of where that goes exponentially. See, I see the whole line in my mind when I'm doing the math on this.
We know they're covering up the real numbers by not having testing. Exactly. I'm not defending Trump. It doesn't blame Trump. If Deep State covered this up from him, they are to blame. But I've told Trump, they keep taking shots at you. We never take out the Deep State. They're going to launch another attack.
Yes.
And at that point, it becomes dereliction of duty. So Trump is beginning to become responsible. Doesn't mean we're going to blame him. We're going to blame those that did it. But how long do we sit there while he leaves them in place doing this? I've been asking for months, what's their next attack? What's their next attack? Well, now we know, folks, this is man-made. Stay with us. There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our
main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore, because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4Store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4Store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4R360 win. M4Store.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is my duty to report to you the best facts I've got. Just as a human being. And I've told people this 1,000 times, and people can see the track record. It's impossible for me to sell out. I want to strangle the... I'm not a violent person, but I know there's Satanists, I know there are devil worshippers. And it'd be like if I saw a pit bull attacking a 3-year-old kid. I mean, I wouldn't kill that dog. Not against dogs in general. Dogs are good, but that dog is out of control. And I want to kill it. And you know what? I've got the strength to do it.
And I have nightmares about dying. Not because I'm afraid to die. I want to be with God. I'm not afraid of dying, but not of working hard enough while I'm alive to protect me. Because we can do things today that even after we're gone, builds a wall against this evil. And folks think caring about evil, wanting to fight it, is a weakness. They think being sociopathic, corporations teach you so cutthroat that that's how you get ahead. Well, not when you destroy the whole civilization. No, that's not true. So when I get up here and I talk about this virus, it's because from a gut level, I feel concerned. We told you 10 years ago here on air, Mike was the guest then, SARS is overblown, it's a big police state, quarantine drill. This one's man-made, and this one has teeth, and they've covered it up, and they've clearly set the U.S. up to tell Trump it's no problem, so that when it becomes a problem, they can blame him. And Pat Buchanan is raising the alarm, and many, many others are. So I kept asking a few months ago, I said, this whole impeachment thing is going to fail. When it fails, what do they do next? I even said economic collapse, maybe from a bioweapon, a war. We're on record saying that because this is easy to figure out. And I told Trump, I said, they're not going to stop, buddy. And that's why you've got to make a move against the deep state, even though that's dangerous as well. He just wants to beat them with success and the economy and, you know, have them be exposed as a bunch of idiots. But they're still dug in. And they're still going to continue to launch attacks. So I want Mike Adams to get into the trap in the noose that clearly is closing around America's neck. And again, we said this a month ago. MSNBC, CNN the last week have all been, oh, this virus will hurt the economy and get Trump. I mean, you're like, well, that discredits them. Except their psychotic viewers buy into that. They're obviously the villains, hoping the country does bad, hoping a virus is terrible. Last week they did it a couple times. This week they did it again. And I'm sitting there watching these clips. And I'm like, that's a really smart, beautiful, good-looking woman up there in a fancy TV studio saying she hopes we have a depression. It's like not even real. It's just cuckoo love. But she's a slave, you see. She's being ordered by globalists to do that. But it's so terroristic, ladies and gentlemen, to go up there and hope the economy to collapse to defeat a political enemy. That's terrorism. What does Dr. Evil do? Give me $24 billion or I will destroy the stock market with my computer program. I mean, that's what... But that's Dr. Evil in a movie. That's Spectre in a movie based on real terror organizations and groups, but Hollywood makes a joke about it. And so, Mike, I want you to walk through this for viewers and listeners right now, that whatever it is, it's their big move on the economy. It's their big move on Trump. And Trump's not perfect, but notice while he was distracted with the Senate trial, they were launching all this worldwide with their response, and you could see the setup. But I think there's still time for Trump to realize what's happened, come out and repudiate the bureaucrats, fire some people, and do what Pat Buchanan's saying. Trump needs to cover all bases here. And I don't think it's an if, it's a when he begins to get blamed for this. It's already started.
Well, all they had to do to set up Trump for this was delay testing for about a month. And that's exactly what the CDC did. They sent out test kits in early February that turned out to be faulty. The reagents were bad. The kits just did not work. They produced false positives and false negatives. And then they promised, oh, we'll send you new kits. But what wasn't reported, Alex, by the mainstream media is that during this entire time, state labs and local labs were prohibited from conducting their own tests. So the CDC had ordered them to not conduct tests, and the FDA had enforced that. In fact, I've got a little documentary I might play a minute later on that's up on band.video that actually documents all of that. And the CDC was involved in halting the testing. Now, that allowed the virus to spread. And remember the flow chart that we showed yesterday, and Kit Daniels covered it in an article on Infowars.com. The flow chart specifically prohibited testing of people or avoided testing of people who got the transmission in America from another American who had not been to China. They're showing it on screen right now. That chart is the cover-up. It's proof of the cover-up. They allowed it to spread, just like we've seen in California for 11 days. Now, here's how they're going to spring the trap. As of last night, the CDC and the FDA just gave approval to dozens of labs across America to begin testing Monday. So once these tests begin, and this is my prediction, Alex, you can bank on it. Once these tests begin, we're going to start seeing tens and then dozens, and then after a week or two, hundreds. Basically, the Italy scenario is about to unfold in America. And overnight, just like what happened in Italy, it went from 30 cases to 1,600 cases in just a few days. That kind of scenario is about to happen here, and they're going to blame Trump. They're setting it up, and Trump has...
Oh, you can see it. So yeah. There's your headline. Expert. Italy scenario will begin within the United States within 3 to 4 weeks. The trap is set against Trump. I mean...
That's it.
The trap to destroy Trump is confirmed.
But Trump has a very narrow window of opportunity right now to get ahead of this thing, and Pat Buchanan is right, and we've been urging Trump to get right with this, and he's been listening, unfortunately, to Dr. Fauci from the NIH, who I believe is part of the problem here, and he's put Mike Pence in charge. Nothing against Mike Pence. He's a great American, but he's not an epidemiologist. So where are the scientists who really know this thing? You know, even like Michael Savage is an epidemiologist. He knows more than Mike Pence, just bluntly stated. I'm not insulting Mike Pence, but Michael Savage knows more than Mike Pence about this virus. They should put Savage in charge of this.
Oh, that's a great idea. Hey, Daria, will you literally just tell Savage, hey, Alex wants you on, please, because you've got a degree in this. We respect you, Dr. Savage. Get him on.
Yeah, Savage would be, I believe, I can't speak for him, but I believe he would be confirming everything that we are saying. Because he can also do the math. He knows exactly what's going on.
He's also got a degree, a very rare degree in botany.
Yeah, that's right. And, he's got a science background. He's a published scientist. He's a very smart person. He knows what's going on. And yet we have a problem we have in America right now, Alex. Oh, and by the way, I got to mention this. Confirmed in Mexico as of this morning. So we've got a confirmed case in Mexico.
You predicted 2 weeks ago, and you said once that happens, yes. There's no control of that border.
Alex, I was in the control room during the break. Fox News was running news that you and I reported 2 weeks ago. So today's Fox News was InfoWars 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's just insane. We have been so far ahead of the curve on this, and you're right. I said it's coming to Mexico. In fact, I can lay it out for you. People are going to flee Mexico at some point. They're going to flee the virus. They're going to go through the open borders. They're going to run to the sanctuary cities like San Francisco. You're going to have coronavirus outbreaks in sanctuary cities.
They're giant open sewer feces, needles, incubators.
That's right. And Nancy Pelosi is not going to be walking around Chinatown anymore very soon because it's going to be all over San Francisco and places like that because they're sanctuary cities. So it's not hard, really, to predict this. It's just that there's a psychological barrier in the minds of most people. They can't fathom this. And that's why there's
Let me cut through that barrier. And I know our audience doesn't have that problem, but they're realists. But it's man-made. Obama transferred it to China. Martial law is breaking out everywhere. It's either a globalist takeover hyping it or it's super deadly. Either way, they're making a big tyrannical move. And then we start looking at the numbers, there is a higher death rate than what they were previously saying. So when we come back, Mike, let's talk about projecting into the future, what comes next, and what should we all be doing? What should I be doing to protect myself and my family? NaturalNews.com is his premier site. NaturalNews.com, you should check that out. Remember, Revolutionary Action Spread, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Is about to break down some math about the exponential spread of this virus that clearly is race specific. Very sad for Asian folks, but it's still going to kill a lot of white and black people and Hispanics. But the big global response, what's really behind that and how bad is it going to get? He's going to talk about that here in a moment. But first off, it's my duty to report this to you as Alex Jones, the talk show host, who just tells it like it is. I'm just pressing God. I put the chips on. My son wants to do a podcast with me called I'm Not Bragging. And when I give you the good news of what's going on, I say I'm not bragging. But I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm going to say it's my duty to report to you the victories we're having, because it's not patronization when I tell you you did all this. Many of you have been listening for 20, 25, 26 years. You could be black, you could be white, you could be Hispanic, you could be old, you could be young, but you spread the word about the broadcast. You stood up for the broadcast. You bought products for the broadcast. You thanked local stations for carrying the broadcast. You did this. So I really want to do like a documentary or something, a short one, about the secret of humanity's success or something. Because I had a vision, and my vision, almost like Field of Dreams, just build it and they will come, that, hey, they're pushing globalism and world government and communism and saying America's bad. I've traveled the world, and it's terrible. And America's not perfect, but it's the best house in a bad neighborhood. And it, the ideas of it is where we stopped having slaves, and then worldwide they stopped, and where women got empowered. And so I'm like, we're pretty damn good. Why is everybody saying we're so bad? He's authoritarian. He discredited America, the idea of the Renaissance, because they can't compete with it. So long story short, I used to get Nigel Farage on 20 years ago. And he'd come on anytime I could get him. I'd have all these UKIPers on almost every week. They were a little tiny party. And they went to being a very powerful party, and then Brexit, and you know the rest of history, and then splitting up into other nationalist and patriot parties. And he's been on the show several times and said, no, UKIP took off about 20 years ago. Back then he said 15 years ago. It was like 5 years ago. Because your show is so big in the UK over the internet that I'd knock on doors when he would, and they'd say, oh, yeah, I'm for UKIP. I saw Alex Jones. So he said about half of UKIP's support was from us just because we existed, just because I was on the air, and just because on Alexa ratings, we were like number 70 or something in the UK. A bigger percentage listenership than, say, in the US back then, we were like number 500 for website. And it wasn't that I was that good. It was that the truth resonated, and I believed freedom and justice and free market and human empowerment and renaissance will be better than globalism and all the anti-human corruption and the pedophilia and all of it. So I launched an operation at Bilderberg covering it 14 years ago, 15 years ago, called Operation 1776 Worldwide. And I got it because I saw a Hell's Angels sign that said Hell's Angels Worldwide. And I'm not for the Hell's Angels, but I was like, you know, why don't we have 1776 worldwide? Like, you believe in America, or you believe in Renaissance, you believe in freedom, you believe in self-defense, you believe in justice, you believe in God, you believe in Jesus, 1776 worldwide. And you want to help the oppressed, 1776 worldwide. And I did this organically, just believing in humanity. And then I do know that the Defense Intelligence Agency about 10 years ago really liked it, some other groups, kind of helped leverage it and push it. I wasn't involved in that. They knew reverse psychology, and had leftists put out pamphlets saying, do not look at this ideology of Alex Jones, knowing they would actually take the bait. So I did get help from good elements of the Pentagon I didn't even know about. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you build it, they will come. The Pentagon comes. Everybody comes because they don't want to be globalist, but they want to see leadership and a chance at a future. You've got to be the change you want to see in the world. You've got to be that leader. So I'm there, and at CPAC yesterday, this guy walks over, and he goes, hey, would you like to talk to Eduardo Bolsonaro? That's like the Donald Trump of Brazil, the guy that got his dad into politics. I go, oh, my God, it's him. He goes, Alex, I tried to get hold of you for years to have my dad on. I'm like, I'm sorry, I missed your info. He goes, that's okay. He goes, but you inspired us and all of this, and you helped get my dad involved. We're going to air the interview next hour. We're going to premiere it at the end of the hour. Mike Adams is a guest coming up. But here's his card, his personal number, and he's coming on the show to get his dad on. But the point is this is real outlaw freedoms. This is real rock and roll. This is what rock stars wish they were, beating up guitars on stage. I don't care about getting the son of some foreign leader on, but when it's this guy that got his dad involved in politics, and he's a member of Congress there, and they're kicking ass, and Brazil could be as powerful as the U.S. with the people and the land they've got, most powerful country in South America, amazing. This is a big deal, folks. And the light in his eyes and his crew's eyes was amazing. And to sit there and have him say, you inspired us, you helped wake us up, you helped build the blueprint of resistance to this tyranny worldwide. And then to have Nigel Farage saying we did that. You did that. God did that by inspiring us, by inspiring me. I believe I can inspire you. You inspired others. And it's a chain reaction. And we haven't won yet, but man, we should celebrate the power of this. Mike, I'll host a little bit with you in the next hour. You're going to do that. Well, you got your guest coming, so you're going to do it now. The mathematics of this. But I just wanted to give people the good news is that, yeah, my dad's going to come on. We're going to come on. We love you. We've been wanting to talk to you for years. Thank you. And they were literally just people looking at me like I was like superhero. And I was looking at them like superheroes. We're just men that want to be free. But that's the power of believing in 1776 worldwide, now spreading worldwide, Mike Adams.
Okay, that's amazing information. Yeah, there is good news that comes out of this. A lot of things are changing, and if we are wise about this, and if the president is wise about this, he can use this opportunity for great leadership. And
exactly.
Really
viruses
change.
Spread, but so do good ideas. Viruses spread, absolutely. But so do good ideas. So I know you're tunnel vision on the virus. You're absolutely right. The president's got to act. Give us the numbers.
All right. Watch this, Alex. This is going to blow your mind, too. And overhead shot, please. All right, here it is. If this doubles every 2.5 days, which is what we're getting from certain studies, then a 25-day delay in testing by the CDC, that's 10 doublings. 2 to the power of 10 is 1,024, which means that if we had 2 infections at the beginning of this, then now we have 1,024 infections. So the CDC's delay in this has allowed 2 infections in America to become 1,000-plus infections in America. This was done on purpose, but that's the power of exponential growth. And
that's incredible. So the headline is, the takeaway is, CDC intentionally allows at least 1,000 infections.
Well, I mean, that's 1,000 infections for every 2 people who were infected. So if there, you know, if there were 200 people, you know, then we have, what, 10,000 plus infections. This, I think right now, conservatively, we have, you know, what, 4,000 infections in America, conservatively right now. They just haven't been tested yet. But the power of exponential growth, actually, I should have said, if it's 200 infections, it might be over 100,000 now. Right now in America. I didn't even add the right number of zeros to that. But look, this is out of control, and the CDC has done a great disservice to America in setting a trap for Trump. They prohibited local labs from doing the testing. And I remember, well, and Governor Newsom now says they don't have enough test kits in California. Yeah, I've been saying that here on InfoWars for weeks. And people said, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. You know, even a caller called into Rush Limbaugh the other day, and Rush said didn't believe it. Well, Rush is going to have to apologize to his listeners real soon, because this is real. These numbers are real. This thing is exponential, and it's in California.
Well, Mike, we know they covered up the testing. Is there any other reason they would have done this other than wanting to incubate it? What are the other plausible reasons?
Well, the CDC gets enormous funding the bigger this emergency becomes, and they get to declare medical martial law. So we're talking about quarantines now. And guess who's going to be in charge of the quarantines? The vaccine people inside the government. And then, oh, look, here's a story today where you've got a, where is it? You've got experts now that say that you should be disallowed to fly if you don't have a coronavirus vaccine. That was on Yahoo News this morning. I've got it here somewhere. But you shouldn't be allowed to even fly. So now they're going to have mandatory vaccines. You'll be denied access to public transportation and who knows what else, because you're not getting the vaccine. And this vaccine is not even going to be safe, because it'll be rushed. They'll have no quality control. And it might be a live virus vaccine.
And those of us that don't take it will be the bad guys, we're told.
Yeah, exactly. And this gives the CDC the justification to call for the arrest and imprisonment of anti-vaxxers, saying that those individuals are getting people killed, when in fact it is the bioweapons death science people that Francis Boyle warned us about. Those are the people that are getting us all killed. And it's the same people running the vaccine industry. They're going to get us killed while they claim to be our savior. That's what's happening, Alex.
Mike Adams, I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you. I know you've got your guest coming up. In my interview with a member of the Brazilian Congress, Mr. Bolsonaro, will be coming up as well in the last segment of the next hour. We have another special guest. I'll be back at the ATX tonight. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.